Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome on a Wednesday. Sorry, hit the wrong button there. How's everybody doing? Super. All right, let's get into it. We have got a lot of ground to cover, and I am saving today's latest Tiger droppings, I mean Tiger Nugget, for 3 o'clock. Remember, it's a game called What They Say and What They Do. And we will judge them on what they do, but all we have on November 13th is what they say. And what they say, oh, mamacita, if this ends up being the case, heads will explode. We'll get to that at 3. We got to check in on a special topic for Rico at 4. And I would ask you to please be delicate with Rico today. Last night was emotional. Very difficult for Rico, as once again,
if I had the drop board, I'd hit the buzzer. No, it was not.
You want the yes. As MSU continues to be the Chaminade of preseason invitationals. So
I say more like Washington Generals, but tomato,
fine.
Tomato.
Either way, right?
Yeah.
I want to open up with something. We didn't get to it yesterday, and that's okay. But there's a huge game coming up this weekend in college football. And really, it's unique and it's special because not only is it a top five matchup, but it involves an established big boy, a blue blood, a national title team living out an expectation. And then kind of the David versus Goliath, David example of non-traditional power, first-year head coach, miracle. You may as well have Emilio Estevez coaching Indiana football, and you have number 2 versus number 5, and it's a throwdown. One problem. The game's on at noon because of this chlamydia-ridden idea known as Fox Big Noon Kickoff. This is the worst thing to ever hit this planet. Maybe second only to bubonic plague. Big Noon Kickoff takes unbelievable matchups that should be at 3:30 or 7:30, whatever you want to call it, and puts it at noon. Now, this is a question for you guys, because not every school gets a special TV contract. But this is a question for you guys. Number 2 versus number 5, any conference. I don't care if it's SEC, Big Ten, ACC, whatever it is. When do you want to watch that game? Just answer the question of when you would like to watch that game. Is it at noon? For me, it's not. Like last Saturday, case in point. 3:30 started our college football day in earnest. Georgia Ole Miss, highlighting a really nice 3:30 window. And then the all-day anticipation, whether the game ended up good or not, is immaterial to the conversation. A Saturday night in Death Valley, LSU-Bama, all felt right with the world. And this week, it shows you everything wrong with the world of college football. The Big Ten gave away its soul and its nuts to Fox so Fox could bastardize the noon window. Mm-hmm. There's only one game a year that's played on noon, and it makes no GD sense. It's Michigan-Ohio State, but they're all hard up to keep some tradition and crack nuts on gravestones, fine. You do whatever you like, have your stupid game at the end of the year. The point I'm making is there are no college football fans I know who get hyped up about a game being at noon. Number 2 versus number 5, Indiana OSU, 3:30 minimum. And I'd exhume the dead body of Keith Jackson to call the game. But I want to hear from you, because Rico, you love college ball. Kenny, David, and you, the listener. Number 2 versus number 5, I want you to tell me, when would you want to watch that game?
No, finish.
No, I wanted to read you your boy's comments.
Okay.
No, this is for you. He's your boy.
Wait, which one is this?
Noted dullard shill, Joel Klatt.
Oh, JK. Oh, man. We were hanging at the Pistons game last night.
Well, where were you, at the Putz Club?
No, it was right next to Jay Rose.
Yeah, another genius. Quote, lots of talk about Big Noon Saturday. Here are some things I think you should know. Big Noon Saturday has been the most watched CFB window the last few years, and last year our window averaged almost 7 million viewers a game. Prior to Big Noon, this window in CFB was non-existent. For a reason, you putts. Fox Sports saw a clear opportunity to build value into the sport by creating a third window for premium CFB. That clearly worked. Okay, first of all, when did Joel Klatt become business affairs for Fox? No. You're just a D-list color analyst. You're not even any good.
I think you're missing the most important question. Joel, blink twice if you're being held hostage.
Do they have a gun to your temple?
Right. Is your family safe? Okay, because that tells me you're reading. It was. No, the 12 o'clock
Rico,
slot
Rico.
Is. The
read this now.
The 12 o'clock slot is the greatest slot of all time. It's not. It is the appetizer. It is what you do yard work to. It is background noise while you're cleaning the house. That is what 12 o'clock games are. It is for the less important. And to say that, well, it was the most watched. Well, you put Michigan on last year. So every Michigan fan who wanted to see their team had to turn it on at 12. Guess what, Joel? If you put Michigan at 7 a.m. on Saturday, guess what would have been the most watched 7 a.m. slot? The Michigan games. Mm. So you're forcing people to watch your sport at that time period. It is not the most desirable game, period, whatsoever. 3:30 is the bare minimum. 3:30, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. It's a primetime game. You treat a primetime game like that. Bastardizing it and putting it on at 12 just kind of says, I don't care. But you know why? It's because the CBS owned 3:30 and ESPN owned the night game, or ABC. That was the only thing left. And I'm saying I would have gone the NFL logic and said, you know what? I'm going to make 4 o'clock the primetime spot. Fox at 4. Yep. There you go.
So I want to hear from the people on it. Look, number 2 versus number 5, that's a game I want to watch. Big Noon is the absolute worst. It's the worst. It's just as bad as MSU playing every game at night. Or if you're a Michigan fan, I don't know if the modern fan feel, I don't know, maybe we'll dig up Don Canham and ask him. Oh, we have noon is great. Is it? Is it? Is it that 5 a.m. tailgate? Is it? So I want to know where you are at. But this is, to me, I think Big Noon kickoff deserves every bit of hate that it gets. Because no one likes it. I mean, even this week, Buckeye fans have had enough of playing at noon. It's a hard existence. It's not fun. I think it does take some of the juice out of your stadium. I think it does take some juice out of the fan base. Yeah. But see, they don't care about any of us. That's the reality.
I'll give you that. Penn State was livid a few weeks ago because, hey, we got Ohio State at the crib, whiteout.
Noon.
Wait, what do you mean noon? Whiteout doesn't work at noon. Yeah, it will.
Noon is Purdue, Illinois on ESPN2.
Yes, it is. It's MSU, Maryland. It's those types of games where it's the appetizer game. It's the background noise. It's just, yeah, you're kind of watching it. If all of a sudden the game gets close, you put down the yard work and you go inside and you watch it.
So let me hear it, people. We'll get to the Tigers. We'll get to the Lions as well. But I want to hear. I need to know if we are on the mark or off the mark. But Indiana, Ohio State is Saturday, and that's a game I don't care who you are. I don't care if your team's any good or not. You're going to tune in. That's a game America wants to watch.
Well, it's next Saturday.
Yes. And the fact that they picked it as Big Noon. Yeah. I'm sorry. I hate Big Noon kickoff. I want to know where people are at with it. 248-539-9797. The Lord knows I haven't seen MSU play when the sun is out in ages. But David, where, I mean, again, you're a busy guy. You have kids. Does the noon window work for you, or is it bad for you?
No, it's bad for me. The noon is the appetizer. It's when I watch the Kansas State versus Iowa State or something like that. I don't need the big game at noon. Give me at night, but you're right, at minimum 3:30. I don't need it at noon. Not at all. Not even close. It's like in the NFL. The games I don't care about, 1 o'clock. I don't need it.
It's where the Lions were for an entire season.
I don't need it.
Every game was a 1 o'clock kickoff. Why? Nobody wanted to see you. Okay? They love you now, Lions fans, but I remember that year. 1 o'clock, every game. You're right. It's a Big 12 or an ACC team.
Western Michigan and Ball State. Gives me that at noon. I'm good.
I'm with you.
Kenny, Lord of the SEC, Feinbaum loyalist. I mean, obviously, from the outside looking in, a man of the SEC would never look at noon as a good time slot. But when you see the Big Ten doing this and you go, look, even you, right, Pillow Fight City, sure. Indiana OSU's on your radar.
Yeah.
That's a story game.
I don't care what conference it's coming from. If you have a 2-5 matchup, that needs to be a night game. In my mind, I need that to be the under-the-lights game.
Okay, you're going 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, not 3:30.
Absolutely, because like you said, do you remember how the lead-up to Bama-LSU felt? You felt like, oh, this is big game. We're ready to go. That's what I need out of the 2-5. That's what I need out of a playoff implication. Two of the best teams in the country, top five matchup, absolutely needs to be a night game.
And let me expand on this real quick and then just do whatever you guys want. I want to make sure people, I want to be inclusive about it. Like maybe the big noon thing doesn't register with you. Maybe we expand it to this. In the new world of college football, specifically regionally here in the Big Ten, does the new world of college football with its TV deals with Peacock, NBC, CBS, ABC, Jefferson Pilot, is it taking away from your enjoyment of watching college football? Because I will tell you, it is November 13th. I still make a mistake in thinking it's the SEC on CBS. And I still have, it's a mind bleep of seeing Gary Danielson calling. Oh,
that's different.
I'm like, wait, what?
That's going to take some getting
Where's
used
Vern
to.
Lundquist and his lack of neck?
That's a flag.
It's not. He has no neck. He was born without it. He's talked about this.
I understand.
He has no C7 vertebra. They plopped his skull on a thorax. There's no neck.
No. Now, going back, if anything, in November, 3:30 would be the perfect.
The best.
Because here's the thing. It'll start in the day. It's going to end in the dark.
That's right.
So 3:30 is the best once you get past daylight savings time. Noon games, I will never be an advocate for noon games. Like look, Doug Karsh, like we've argued over this going back to college.
Yeah, Doug's 90. Doug's been 90 since he was 9.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. That doesn't mean he's bad. It just means he's old. He's an old soul. No one likes the noon thing. Mm-mm. Big noon kickoff is some form of incurable football STD. It's awful.
It shocked me earlier this year when State, I was like, when are you playing noon games? Because all of these games cry out noon. Night? Wait, that's a night one too? Wait, well, that's at night?
Here's the thing that hurts me and why I wanted to expand it beyond big noon. MSU Purdue on a Friday night in November? What? Huh? Rutgers USC 11 o'clock on a Friday night? What? So on that level, it is the new TV deals hurt my ability. But the big noon kickoff, Joel Klatt just going full Bally Sports for you. I'd like to know where you're at with it. Because Indiana and OSU.
And is his family safe?
Right. Read it with more enthusiasm. 248-539-9797.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
3 o'clock, get to the Tigers, but right now, kind of a hot button issue amongst college football fans. It's been announced Indiana, Ohio State, number 2 versus number 5, will be Big Noon kickoff, just like Ohio State and Penn State, Big Noon kickoff. Who the hell likes Big Noon kickoff? And once again, I understand the name of the game is money, but there has to be an eye on servicing customers. I don't know any customer that likes this. So I've asked the question, in a dream state, what is the optimal time slot for a big game? For me, it's 3:30. I think 3:30 is perfect, especially with the fall weather we have in the state of Michigan, Ohio, Illinois, Indiana, Pennsylvania, Big Ten, real Big Ten country, not this newfangled science experiment.
Right.
3:30, as Rico put it, there's something magical. The game starts in the day and ends in the night.
Mm-hmm.
The drama rises. The portable lights come on. It's just
so yeah. Even if
magic.
Even if you are Miami, Florida, Florida State,
3:30.
Clemson, 3:30 is fine. Now, September, it's a night game.
Yeah.
Because even at the time, at 7:30 or so, it's still light out. So, no, if it's a September game, early October, it's got to be a night game.
248-539-9797. David, what do people have to say on this matter that are not named Joel Bot, the Clat Bot?
7 p.m. should be the game. Gives me time to rake leaves.
Okay.
Also, no conflict with the kids' sporting events.
Okay, I could see that. My only issue with 7 is when you get deep into the season, at least in this part of the country, you do have kickoffs that start with a 2 in the temperature. That's difficult. I've been at some of those in a prior life, back when I had a football program. David.
Selfishly, I don't mind the Big Noon kickoff for the only reason I have kids and I'm passing out during the 7 to 8 o'clock game. That is from Ryan.
Respect.
Meet us in the middle at 3:30, Ryan, will you please?
Too busy on the weekends to watch games at noon, or one rather, their college or NFL put them on the evening or later in the day.
Yeah, by 3:30, 4 o'clock, I'd like to think you've got your day in order. And whether it's a honey-do list, whether it is just yard work, whether it is youth sports, you serve the most people. If Indiana and Ohio State were a 3:30 kick on ABC with Brent Musburger calling, it all would be right with the world. But instead, you get this Big Noon thing. It truly marks like this weird time, Rico, where we have ceded complete control over the sport to the network.
Mm-hmm.
And like you could say, well, the NFL does. Not really. The NFL games are 1-4-8.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And you don't see. Now, are we now starting to see, all right, we're going to sell you this one game. Hey, $120 million for the Black Friday game. Yes. Netflix with a Christmas Day game. Yes. Nobody likes it. So it's a weird spot because, yeah. I don't know, like it literally serves no one. You ever think about that?
It doesn't.
Imagine if State was good. I know. Close your eyes and really think hard. But like, if we were good, oh, boy, we got a huge number 2 versus number 5, like it's 2015 again. Noon. Yeah, I ain't trying to have that alarm clock go off at 4:45. What are you kidding me?
I mean, it's the reason why I really never got into the ACC championship game, because isn't that one at noon on that Sunday or that Saturday?
It is.
It's the first one.
It is.
And I don't really care.
Such an elitist.
No, because here's the funny thing. When State was good back in 2015, I'm driving to Indy, listening to it in the car, but I didn't care if I watched it or not.
That was a good time back
then. Not that big of a deal.
That was a good time back in the day.
So
I liked that version of you back then.
I don't know. I like that version of you. I haven't changed.
I do. I've just turned into what is it, Jack Lemmon and Grumpier Old Men as it pertains to MSU football. Good morning, Potts. All right, David, what do you got?
See, I love this angle because now we have to deal with it. This is Rich in LA. Even worse for us on the West Coast.
Awful.
They are making me drink at 9 a.m. due to the kickoff of the best game of the day. Hashtag the cot plan.
I mean,
drinking at 9 a.m.
Let's be fair. I don't want to make a joke. Let's ask Kenny. Kenny, does your set? Do you start drinking at 9 a.m.?
No, I don't start drinking at 9 a.m. I hate how the show is painted.
Okay.
Jesus.
Remember the question you asked me in pre-show meeting? You said, I would like to be there when you asked that question. That was one right there. That was a low blow.
9 in the morning.
Hey, Kenny, do you drink at
9 a.m.? That's lunatic behavior.
Hold on, though. We did have 9:30 a.m. kickoffs for the NFL this year.
Right, I asked
what's
the question.
What's wrong with that?
I thought Kenny might settle in with a Bloody Mary.
You
I
think
don't
I'm
know.
Watching Giants-Panthers or whatever that game was? Hell no.
Kenny, you watch NHL Network all day. You watch replays of games, and they're not even Stanley Cup Finals. Oh, I remember this was Kraken Lightning from last February 18th.
Look, I'm not above the whole brunch thing, but that starts at earliest 11. Earliest 11.
Kenny has
o'clock.
A standard. It's 11 or else.
All right. 11:01. It's time.
10:30
all right.
Is. No, no.
It's nice to see my attempt at sincerity went sideways. I was asking, giving you a chance to like acquit yourself.
There's only so many hours of the day. You can't ask, oh, do you start drinking at like 6 in the morning? When does it become a ridiculous question?
Yeah, but Kenny, I got news for you. Big noon kickoff, if you were tailgating, there's no way you're not drinking
That's
at
different.
6 a.m.
That's if you're going out and tailgating. You're going out for the event. You're going out for the experience.
Okay.
That's a little different. But sitting in the apartment, 9 a.m., cracking one open.
You hitting a pipe?
No.
Okay, I'm asking.
Beer over the cornflakes.
I hate how this show has painted me over the years.
Bro, I got bad news for you. You painted yourself a long time ago, pal.
But if you're in L.A. like Rich is, and you're set up to watch...
Georgia.
Don't laugh. UCLA play on the East Coast, then you're drinking at
9 a.m.,
7 a.m.
You're on the West Coast, and UCLA is playing Georgia in Athens.
All right, then I'm starting drinking at 9 a.m.
Okay, now we've arrived where we want to be. All right, we're going to go to the phones next. Indiana, Ohio State, 2-5. Hell, take the names off the helmets. Who actually likes Big Noon Kickoff? And if you do, you don't have to be embarrassed. You don't have to be ashamed.
Sell us this pin.
Yes, because I laugh at it. I think it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. I mean, for Klatt to go, well, it's the most viewed noon game. Really, Putz? Yeah, you're putting Michigan on. They've had Michigan, and I'm not saying they shouldn't have. They had Michigan on 18 times the last 2.5 years. Biggest fan base in America. And what's your competition? Tulane and Army.
It was called the Michigan Tour at one point.
And they called it that, people. Don't get mad at Rico.
Yeah.
Straight to the people. Get to the Tigers at 3 o'clock. Boy, they've been putting something on the whiteboard, and I wish I had an eraser. We'll talk about it. JT is going to lead us off today. What's up, JT?
Hey, boys. I'm in my 50s, so I'm definitely in the camp of I got a lot to do on a Saturday before I can sit down and watch a ball game. And, you know, that's sort of the I get all my chores in and my errands and all that, and then, you know, my wife just gives me the green light to post up on the couch, and I got the rest of the afternoon. So I definitely like the 3:30. But there's a demographic, I would argue, that really likes that noon kickoff, and it's the 18 to 19 to about 25 or 26, because it's a great excuse to get that day drinking going and kick the party off.
That's why I asked Kenny. There you go. See Kenny's fist pumping while you're saying it. No, JT, you might be onto something.
I remember those days. Dude, I remember those days. They were good days.
Oh, we all do. Those days are gone. They're long gone.
Yeah, they sure are.
They're long gone. But yeah, JT, it's one of those things where I feel like I know David will start playing like sad music, JT, but it's making me like sports less. They're just doing things. It's never about total consideration to the fan. It's about a total absence of consideration. Nobody asked for this. That's what I struggle with, JT. It's like nobody asked for a Black Friday NFL game. Nobody.
Right. You're definitely not doing a service to 90% of the fan base out there.
Oh, I mean, JT, it's the other thing is like I want the build up to the big games. And Indiana-Ohio State is the biggest game we'll have in the Big Ten this season. It is. Now, Oregon-Ohio State, early in the season, fine. But, like, this is a real story where you're like, wait, who? Indiana at OSU is fascinating. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, big noon, awful.
Yeah, there's only two games, I think, that are noon games. It's Michigan-Ohio State and then it's Texas-Oklahoma.
And I'll say it again. In the new world of college football, they can keep their stupid game at noon. It can't be the last week of the season. Why? Because we don't have divisions. Nobody's looking to play back-to-back or potentially three times in 3 weeks. Move your stupid game. Everybody else does.
Oh, the other reason why I think you should move the game, it helps you. It allows you to lose and not eliminate yourself.
Correct. And again, guys, recency bias is real. Losing a game in week 4, different than losing in week 13. Mm-hmm. But again, I'll get yelled at.
No,
it's just reality.
Yeah. If Georgia loses that game to Alabama, I know it was the SEC championship game, but if they lose that early in the season, they're in the playoffs. They lost it.
Look at you hurt, Kenny. Look what you just did to him. Let's go to Ryan, 97.1. Ryan, how you doing?
Hey, this is Brian. How you doing, guys?
Brian, nice to talk to you. What's up?
Mike, let's take a nostalgic trip down history lane. Back when college football was in its purest form, and we go back on January 1st, and we have the bowl games. How many people really caught the Cotton Bowl when it was at 1 o'clock?
The Gator Bowl at noon.
Yes, I know I didn't. That's when you were throwing the logs in the fire or getting the food ready and doing the stuff you had to do. But then things ramped up around 3:30, 4 o'clock for the Rose Bowl. Your audiences got bigger. And then you had the Sugar Bowl or the Orange Bowl at night at 8 o'clock. And that's probably the game that most people watch. So, I mean, just going by history, it shows that people football on a Saturday at noon. It's the afternoon and the evening when everyone does their thing.
Good call, Brian. That worked. I mean, because you're right. It was the Citrus Bowl and all of that to start off, and then eventually Rose Bowl in the middle of the day.
You'll never convince me that a stadium at noon, Brian, is ever as hype as it is at 3:30 or a night game. It's just not.
Never.
I mean, and again, from a TV viewing standpoint, it doesn't serve anyone. And I am sure there are some season ticket holders who enjoy an earlier kick. That is fine. But I don't want to be presumptuous, but that would seem like the vast minority of fans.
And even how about having all day to build up the hype? I mean, when you get up in the morning, if you know that you got that game at 7 o'clock to look forward to, I mean, you're hyped all day and getting ready for it, and you got time to build it up. It's noon. I mean, you got people like Kenny getting up to have to set their alarm just to get up to watch the game.
I know. It's very hard for Kenny. It's difficult. Rico, you were about to say some
strays. No, the other beauty of the night game is you can build it up with the lights and everything that goes on. And it really just, the game feels bigger at night. And you don't get that in the noon game. It's a Fox thing.
Folly I don't understand. The Big Ten sold their media rights. Mm-hmm. Why would you give highest priority to select the game to the network that wants to put it at noon, and now you've taken the night portion and it's Illinois-Purdue? Big Ten Saturday. I mean, it's like, oh boy, what's on Big Ten Saturday night? Northwestern versus a homeless man. None of it adds up.
Nope. I wasn't in negotiations, contrary to popular belief.
That's fair.
But this sounds like to me that either the teams found this out after they signed the deals, or they just didn't really read it and they just saw the paycheck and said, we're going to take that deal.
Just so I'm clear. You want me to accept what you
said? I
said
I wasn't there. I'm assuming that, okay, we're going to do this. And then all of a sudden Fox says, you know what? We're going to make noon our marquee game. Wait, what?
Let's go. I pray what Rico just said isn't true. Let's go to Mike, 97.1. Mike, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. You know, hey, Kenny, I had an anniversary trip on the Bourbon Trail, and for 2 days I drank from 9 to noon. It is possible.
It's perfect. Guys, Kenny, a man after your own heart, buddy. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, yeah, no, I just agree wholeheartedly with what Rico just said, because I ended up getting married the Saturday night of Michigan-Notre Dame, and I would never have done that if I would have looked at the date. But, you know, but September 1st is not the time to say you don't want to get married on September 15th.
also true. That would have gotten things off on a bad start.
No, I mean, the reality of it is simply this. I can accept the noon kickoff because I'm 61 and I grew up with it. But it does suck. You need to get your stuff done. I don't care yeah, my kids are grown, but I can't blow off the whole day on Saturday and then turn off and blow off the whole day on Sunday, and let alone my soul's in purgatory if that 9 o'clock game from Germany is actually worth watching because I'm leaving Mass to go check on it and saying I'm saying I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, dear.
You better get an audio-visual room.
Yeah, you got to have an AV room like David does at Greater Life.
Right.
He bails on his own sermon.
Either that or your wife is going to be taking you to the doctor on Monday. There's something wrong with my husband. Goes to the bathroom way too often.
But no, Mike, you're speaking truth, brother. And that I think that's the problem, is I just feel like fans have been completely left behind in this. And I have no problem. Believe me, capitalism, hooray. And I understand the money that's involved. But the leagues, for the leagues to not be able to stand up and say, wait a minute now, we're the Big Ten. Oh, you got to have the game at noon. Or no, you don't. Who else are you going to buy? The All-American Conference? You want to be showing Memphis and East Carolina?
I got a feeling, kind of like this college football playoff, once the new contract comes out, there are going to be some changes.
And when's that happening?
What, the college football playoff or the Big Ten contract?
No, the Big Ten contracts. You know, where Michigan and Ohio State have to play at night like the rest of us.
I don't know. I think Ohio State is willing to bail out and say, you know what, this was a poor decision on our part.
Big Ten.
Because you're pimping us at noon seven times, and we don't want this.
Whatever NBC paid for the Big Ten Saturday, whatever they paid for that, they got to get a refund. Can you imagine?
It's stuck
Iowa,
in your head.
Wisconsin at 8 o'clock. No, you know what's not stuck in my head? No. Ever watching any of them.
No.
Rico, you know those games are ass.
They are, but I like the games in 4K. So,
oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Evan, you know what? Evan got me hooked on that, man. Watching games in 4K is nice. He did. I got to watching dumb games because Evan was like, hey, turn to this game. It's in 4K. Sorry.
Kenny looks like he wants to say, so go ahead. What's the issue? Are you okay?
No, I just enjoyed your rendition of Big Ten Saturday Night.
I don't even know that that's how it goes, but that's what Cookies
that's
and I.
That's how it goes in my head now.
Right, that's all Cookies and I sing. Yeah. And, I mean, we don't even feature those games on Cash the Ticket. That's how bad those games are.
No?
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But that's the night game, and then number two versus number five will be at noon.
I'm with you. It's, yeah, yeah.
We'll get more of the people.
Yeah, I think the NBC gets the last pick of the draft, weekly draft. That's what it looks like, is that Fox gets the first pick.
But why would you give up the 8 p.m. time slot and render that useless? That is what does not
because Fox,
compute.
Fox has the first pick, and they are trying to make noon something.
So let me show you how the call goes. Here's the presentation, and it finishes with, and the games will be at noon. Get out.
And I don't think that they brought that up.
You can't possibly.
No. It was, you know, we're going to have some noon games.
This isn't a cocaine deal where you just change the terms and rob the guy.
No, you're not changing the terms, but I do think we're going to have a few noon games. And by few, all.
I'm going to need another brick for that. That's what I'm going to need.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Changing everything.
And that's what I said. In the next contract negotiation, I think you're going to see a lot of changes.
248-539-9797. We'll get more of your calls. Touch the table on some football as well, NFL style. And we have got to talk about the Tigers whiteboard. Because Kenny and I want to take a sledgehammer to it. Oh, they got something on that whiteboard. And it better get erased. We'll talk about it next. All right, let's go rapid fire with some football. David, dealer's choice on pro or college, or what the hell we're doing here? Hit the button.
So I want to give you just some news here. You don't have to comment on it if you don't want to. I just want to give everyone the latest NFL news today. So Gardner Minshew has been named the starter again in Las Vegas, along with Anthony Richardson being named the starter for the rest of the season in Indy. The quarterback, though, that I want to focus on is my quarterback for real quick. Russell Wilson, I want to know, have the critics been silenced? They are 3-0 since he became the starter in Pittsburgh, and they are averaging, the offensive averaging 30.3 points per game. He's 6 touchdowns and 1 interception. Have they been silenced?
I think so. For Russell Wilson, a lot of people made fun of him because he was weird. He did weird things. But when you win, people can forgive the weirdness. When you don't win, you're Aaron Rodgers, and they just see the weirdness and see the losses. But, yeah, David, he fits what Pittsburgh is doing. and probably is going to lead them. I don't think you're going to go far in the playoffs, but he's going to lead you back to the playoffs.
I'm going to say no. 3 weeks is not enough sample size for me. I mean, it looks okay, but tape gets out. Let me see the next 3 weeks. If we're sitting here first week of December, I'll say yes. But I'm not going to overreact to 3 weeks, especially one of them against that morbid Washington defense.
Well, it's interesting you say that because their schedule gets tougher.
Oh, weird how that works.
They haven't faced a division opponent yet. So yeah, they have the Ravens this weekend, Browns, Bengals, Browns, then Eagles, then Ravens, Chiefs, Bengals.
Yeah, show me that. Yeah. Show me that, and then we'll talk about shifting narratives.
But see, I like the fact that he got an opportunity to play, I guess, lesser teams in the NFL, kind of get his feet underneath him, and now he's going to be ready. That's just weird the way the schedule makers made your schedule. The Steelers.
It is weird.
Well, I also don't like any division opponents until they, at the end of the year.
Why are we putting divisional rivalries on Thursday night short weeks? Bengals, Ravens, this
Big
week,
Ten
Philly.
Saturday night.
Big Ten Saturday night. Now this week, Washington and Philly on a short turn. It alters the quality of the game, and these games are worth twice as much being divisional battles. Sorry, I just...
That was going to be my next question, because we're dealing with that yet again. Washington at Philadelphia, a big game, should be Monday night, Sunday night, but at least
just Sunday.
Like, what are we doing in the NFL? You're ruining your product.
It's just not acceptable. Thursday night games are not acceptable. They are bad. Go look at the quality of them.
Except the exception will be later on this year, Lions-Packers.
Where they go back-to-back
Both
Thursdays.
Will play Thursday.
Yes.
And then play again Thursday night. So they'll have the full week.
But again, you're right. That's an outlier
where
they get equal rest. Yes.
But other than that, you're giving one team a distinct advantage.
Correct. So I want to go through a few things here because yesterday I said, and we talked about the Chiefs and the Bills, and Mike, you believe that the Bills are going to pull the upset. Well, someone went a bit further in an article here on Bleacher Report. They think the Chiefs will lose 4 games and fall out of the AFC top spot. What they're saying is every game they've played has been close. They're 7-0 in one score games, and they haven't looked consistent throughout the season. And then when you, on top of it, have the Bills, Ravens, Steelers, Chargers, Texans on your schedule, you're going to lose 4 games and not get the number one seed.
I think it's plausible. I'm not saying it'll happen, but I don't think it's a ridiculous assertion. If you actually watch the games, that's up to you.
No, you're right. They're playing on a razor's edge. They need a lot of luck, whether they create it or not, or whether it's handed to them by the referees. They're not the same team, but I think when it comes to the Chiefs realize doesn't matter. We just got to get to the playoffs, and then we can kick it into gear. Last year, they didn't look like a great team, and then they went back-to-back and won the title again.
Another one that's in that article says that up to 4 more head coaches will be fired before the end of the year.
Agree.
They listed Matt Eberflus, Doug Peterson, Brian Daboll, and Mike McCarthy.
I think it's absolutely possible. And Antonio Pierce, because what you hear coming out of Vegas now is the organization, not just the players. The organization is very upset at the scheduling, the lack of details, and the chaos. I just don't think we're living in the old NFL anymore. And now, here's the thing. Coordinators, younger coaches, these guys get real shots, right? Think about how dumb Miami is. They had Dan Campbell, gave him a 7-game run when Joe Philbin got assassinated. They had the guy. Well, if that happened now, 10 years later, Campbell would have he'd get the job.
Maybe, Mike, it's the reverse of the reverse.
Yes.
Goes back to when the Lions had an assistant coach named Don Shula.
Okay. Oh, no.
You're going way back.
But I'm saying it's ironically, he was there. Now, I think that as far as Pierce goes, that maybe they got wrapped up in the whole, the emotions. Look how we finished the year. The players love him. Mike, you'll understand this one, man. It was Bobby Williams. And then you realize he's not as good as a coach as we thought. We just got wrapped up in emotions, and we paid this man. Oh, my goodness. He's not that good.
Can I just offer you one thing, please?
Yeah.
This is selfish, but I need you two to actually step up and invest in this. Tell me why it's acceptable for Joe Shane, the general manager of the Giants, to get up there yesterday, and he's asked a very direct question. Do you regret how you handled the quarterback position regarding Daniel Jones' four-year, $160 million contract? And he went, no, I don't regret it. I wouldn't change it. Is it too much to ask for you to just go up there and go, you know what, guys? Clearly, we would have done it differently. I like Daniel personally. It hasn't worked out, and it's an issue. I would have done it different. Why can't these general managers not just openly bleep on your head and tell you it's raining?
Because I don't think they... You're not going to like what I'm about to say.
Then
so
I'm
maybe
leaving.
David should go first.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I don't think they care about you or Giants fans. What I think that he cares about is trying to keep that locker room together and not causing a division of basically saying, yes, I have buyer's remorse. I don't want this man at quarterback. Because if now if the general manager is saying it publicly, now the coaches may start feeling that way and the players are going to start feeling that way. So, yes, it's a slap in the face to fans when you hear that. It should make you angry, Michael. Absolutely. I'm not saying don't. I understand why he's doing it. I don't agree why he's doing it.
The players should get just as mad because the players aren't stupid.
Correct.
Christ almighty, what players are Daniel Jones loyalist? At this point, his own mother probably hates him.
And here's what's going on. And if you watch the press conference that he had, Joe Shane, the theme sounded like he knows his job is on the line. And him saying that is trying to keep his job. I did not make a mistake.
David,
what are you talking about? I didn't do that. That's not on me. That's what he's doing.
I'm sorry I was selfish and asked.
No, man, we're here to six.
It felt like the appropriate time.
No, it wasn't. David, you may be right. If I say I made a mistake, I might as well just turn in my key card and just keep walking right out the building.
Lions fans appreciate what you have. That's all I can say. It's cold out here in the streets.
You are exactly right.
The Lions know they were homeless for a long time.
I know. And just appreciate that. Hug the mattress extra tight.
And we'll close it out with this because you can make fun of them one more time. Somebody predicts that Aaron Rodgers is going to quit on the Jets, just walk out and never return.
Feels right.
Mm-hmm.
Feels right to me.
Yeah.
He's a wacko. I wouldn't be shocked, right?
No. David, it's going to take this blitz full circle. Remember, Russell Wilson, weird, does weird things, wins. So the team will embrace the weirdness. Aaron Rodgers, weird, does weird things, and you lose. And then you get coaches chased out. And then you go and get your friend to come here, and we still lose. Why are you here, Aaron? You know what? He may leave, but he's going to find out that the door has been unlocked the whole season.
They want you to leave.
They wanted you to leave.
That is in football today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.